Well, welcome everyone. Thank you for coming to this celebration of Swami Vivekananda's birthday. I think we all know a little something about Vivekananda, but I'm going to make a few remarks at the beginning just so we get a better idea of who it is that we're celebrating, who it is we're, if you will, adoring. One of the things about Swami Vivekananda that is so endearing to people here in the West is that he loved the people here. He loved their character. He loved their way of life. One of the things that Swami Vivekananda especially liked about Americans was their cheerfulness and their can-do attitude. He thought that this was especially auspicious for Vedanta taking root here. So I'm going to sing a happy birthday song to Swami Vivekananda. It isn't a happy birthday to you, that kind of song. It's a song that was written in 1930. If you remember, that was just at the beginning of the Depression. The Depression set in. And this was written by Dorothy Fields. She wrote the words, and Jimmy McHugh. And it became a very popular song at the time, and it's called On the Sunny Side of the Street. Grab your coat and get your hat. Leave your worries on the doorstep. Just direct your feet to the sunny side of the street. Can you hear that pitter-pat? That happy tune is your step. Life can be that sweet on the sunny side of the street. I used to walk in the shade with my blues on parade. But now I'm not afraid. This rover's crossed over. If I never have a cent, I'll be rich as Rockefeller. Stardust at my feet on the sunny side of the street. So grab your coat and get your hat. Leave your worries on the doorstep. Just direct your feet to the sunny side of the street. Can you hear that pitter-pat? That happy tune is your step. Life can be that sweet on the sunny side of the street. So happy birthday, Swami Vivekananda. I think you would have liked that song. I really do. That's why I sang it for him. I think that you would have felt that that was, as he said, you know, if you're Show a cheerful face to them. If you're feeling what he called dyspeptic, stay in that face. If you're feeling grumpy. Well, now to something a bit more serious. Those of you who've heard this story, you'll be glad to hear it again. Those of you who have not, you're in for a real beautiful experience. This is Sri Ramakrishna narrating this tale. Sri Ramakrishna told this story. One day I saw that through samadhi, my mind was going up a luminous path, going beyond the gross world studded with the sun, the moon, and the stars. It entered, first of all, into the subtle world of ideas. The more it began to ascend to subtler and subtler strata of that realm, the more did I see beautiful ideal forms of deities existing on both sides of the path. It came gradually to the last extremity of that region. I saw a barrier of light. I saw a barrier of light there, separating the realm of the divisible from that of the indivisible. Leaping over it, the mind entered by degrees the realm of the indivisible. I saw that there was no more any person or thing there having a form. As if afraid to enter there, even the gods and goddesses, possessing heavenly bodies, exercise their authority only over realms far below. But the very next moment, I saw seven wise rishis, having bodies consisting of divine light only, seated there in samadhi. I felt that in virtue and knowledge, love and renunciation, they had excelled even the gods and goddesses, not to speak of human beings. Astonished, I was pondering over their greatness when I saw before me that a part of the homogeneous mass of light of the abode of the indivisible, devoid of the slightest tinge of difference, became solidified and converted into the form of a divine child. Coming down to one of those rishis and throwing its soft and delicate arms around his neck, the divine child embraced him and afterward, calling him with its ambrosial words, sweeter than the music of the veena, made great efforts to wake him from his samadhi. The rishi woke up at that delicate and loving touch and looked on that wonderful child with half-shut eyes, free from winking. Seeing his bright face full of delight at the sight of the child, I thought that the child was the treasure of his heart and that their familiarity was a matter of eternity. The extraordinary divine child then expressed infinite joy and said to him, "I am going. You must come with me." The rishi said nothing at that request, but his loving eyes expressed his hearty assent. Afterward, looking on that child with loving eyes, he entered again into samadhi. Astonished, I then saw part of that mind and body of that rishi, converted into the form of a bright light, came down to the earth along the reversed path. Hardly had I seen Narendra for the first time than I knew he was that rishi, Nara, the incarnation of man. So this is Sri Ramakrishna's narrative about how and why Swami Vivekananda came to us. And if you remember, he said, "I've fallen in love with these human beings. My work is not done. I shall come again and again." So we have this expression of the birth, so to speak, of Vivekananda. What of his work? Well, this is from Josephine McLeod, Sister Tantine. Tantine means little aunt in French. She was Betty Leggett's sister. Betty Leggett married Frank Leggett, and the Leggetts lived at Ridgely Manor in New York City itself. Vivekananda was their dear friend, and he was also the dear friend of Josephine McLeod. She also became his disciple, but they declared that they were friends. Josephine McLeod, Tantine, was one of his greatest supporters, and she ended her life living at the Vedanta Society of Southern California in Hollywood, along with Sister Lalita, the woman who had given Swami Prabhupada the property and her monthly stipend in order to establish that Vedanta Society. So Tantine ended her days with Swami Prabhavananda, the nuns and monks and devotees of the Vedanta Society of Southern California. This is what she said about something that happened a good deal earlier. On the 29th of January, 1895, I went with my sister to 54 West 33rd Street, New York, and heard the Swami Vivekananda in his sitting room, where he assembled 15 or 20 ladies and two or three gentlemen. The room was crowded. All the armchairs were taken, so I sat on the floor in the front row. Swami stood in the corner. He said something, the particular words of which I do not remember, but instantly to me that was truth. And the second sentence he spoke was truth. And the third sentence was truth. And I listened to him for 7 years, and whatever he uttered was to me truth. From that moment, life had a different import. It was as if he made you realize that you were in eternity. It never altered. It never grew. It was like the sun that you will never forget once you have seen it. Interestingly, Professor Wright, who was part of the faculty at Harvard when Swami Vivekananda came there in 1893, said that asking Vivekananda for credentials, he needed credentials to go to the Parliament of World Religions. Professor Wright said, asking Swami Vivekananda for credentials is like asking the sun for credentials to shine. So this is just a peep at who it is whose birthday we're celebrating today. One of the seven rishis, the foundation of the universe, the seven pillars of the universe, they're called. Ever free souls, never bound, never taking human form or any other form except by their sweet will. And Vivekananda took human form in 1863 to serve the purposes of that divine child. And so I said, you know, we start with a happy song, but we end on a somewhat more serious note, though a very happy one. Very happy one. Swami Vivekananda is our very own. Is our very own. He spent 7 of the last 10 years of his life in the West teaching, exhorting us to reclaim our birthright, our true original nature. 7 of the last 10 years of his life. And he could have left in 1895. As you remember, in the summer of 1895, he had a Samadhi experience at Thousand Island Park, Nirvikalpa Samadhi experience at Thousand Island Park. And that was the sign from Sri Ramakrishna himself that, as far as he was concerned, he, Sri Ramakrishna, was concerned, the Swami's work was finished when he had again the realization of Nirvikalpa Samadhi. If you think 1895, he could have left. Instead, he stayed for another 7 years. And we in America who know of Swamiji, know of him deeply, know that he spent most of that time here. 5 of the next 7 years he spent here. 4.5, just to be really accurate, more or less accurate. So it is with great love and reverence that I offer you our pujari, Aditya, who will perform the worship. And for those of you who are fairly new to this, at the end of the worship, there will be an arati in which you are all saluted as the divine presence. And then a flower offering. For Swamiji, you can offer either here, there will be a plate here, or you can offer at that chair over there. And then we'll go in and the food that has been offered will then become a gift from the divine, prasad, and we'll partake of that as a lunch in joy and celebration of Swami Vivekananda's birthday. I have reason to believe there might even be a birthday cake.
I got a cake.
You got a cake. You do. Well, Snehal might Snehal might have brought another one. So we might have two birthdays. How lucky. All right, I now turn it over to Aditya, who will he's an experienced pujari, and we're very pleased to have him do this for us. Thank you, Aditya. There will be singing, and puja, and a general sense of festivity, I think. Yes. Jai Shama.
My heartiest good wishes to all of you on this great occasion, because you know Swamiji was born on this day, and so we begin the celebrations and the puja with a song, and I have kept the lyrics in the chair. And I request all the singers who practiced to come and sit in front.
We may take as many pictures as you like according to Aditya's.
Sattvik Udyog
I request you all to meditate for some time, to japa for 108 times. Om Sarva Mangala Mangalyam Varenyam Varadam Shubham Narayanam Namaskritya Sarva Karmani Karaye. Om Tadvishnoho Paramam Padam Sada Pashyanti Surayaha Diviva Chakshuratatam Om Apavitraha Pavitrova Sarvavastham Gatopiva Yasmare Pundari Kaksham Sahavaya Abhyantara Shuchihi. So we have purified our both internal and external bodies, and have prepared ourselves for the puja.
ओम ग्रीम एते गंध पुष्पे आधार शक्ता दिभ्यो नमः।
Now we purify the waters and invoke the holy rivers of India to come and be here, and so that they can be, their waters can be offered to the to Thakur.
Om Gange cha Yamune chaiva Godavari Saraswati Narmade Sindhu Kaveri Jalesmin Sannidhim Kuru. ओम एते गंध पुष्पे सर्वेभ्यो तीर्थेभ्यो नमः। ओम एते गंध पुष्पे द्वार देवताभ्यो नमः। ओम एते गंध पुष्पे ब्रह्मणे नमः। ओम एते गंध पुष्पे वास्तु पुरुषाय नमः।
Now we purify our seeds.
Om Asyasanopaveshana Mantrasya Meru Prishtha Rishihi Sutalam Chandaha Kurmo Devata Asanopaveshane Vinayogaha Om Prithavi Tvaya Dhrita Loka Devi Tvam Vishnuna Dhrita Tvam Chadharayamam Nityam Pavitram Kuruchasanam. ओम ग्रीम एते गंध पुष्पे आधार शक्तये कमलासनाय नमः।
आईम नाउ वी ऑफर आवर प्रणाम्स टू आवर लीनियज ऑफ गुरुस। ओम आईम गुरुभ्यो नमः। आईम परम गुरुभ्यो नमः। आईम परा परा गुरुभ्यो नमः। आईम परमेष्ठी गुरुभ्यो नमः। ओम गणेशाय नमः। ओम ऐं सर्वदेव देवी स्वरूपाय श्री राम कृष्णाय नमः।
Now we purify the flowers that are to be offered. Om Shatabhisheka Hum Phat Swaha. Om Shatabhisheka Hum Phat Swaha. Om Shatabhisheka Hum Phat Swaha. Om Pushpe Pushpe Mahapushpe Supushpe Pushpa Sambhave Pushpe Chaya Vakine Cha Hum Phat Swaha. ॐ ऐं सर्वदेव देवी स्वरूपाय श्री राम कृष्णाय नमः। ॐ ऐं फट Om Aim Phat. Om Aim Phat. Amaim Am Kamaim Kam Chamaim Cham Tamaim Tam Tamaim Tam Pamaim Pam Yamaim Yam Shamaim Sham. Ram 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 ram. Om Durge Durge Rakshini Swaha. Om Aam Hum Phat Swaha. Om Aim Sarva Deva Devi Swarupaya Shri Ram Krishna Yanamaha. Om Aim Sarva Deva Devi Swarupaya Shri Ram Krishna Yanamaha. Om Aim Sarva Deva Devi Swarupaya Shri Ram Krishna Yanamaha. Om Durge Durge Rakshini Swaha. Om Aam Hum Phat Swaha. Om Durge Durge Rakshini Swaha. Om Aam Hum Phat Swaha. Om Durge Durge Rakshini Swaha. Om Aam Hum Phat Swaha. Om Bhut Shringatachirahasushumna Pathena Jeeva Shivam Paramashivapade Yojayami Swaha. Om Yam Linga Shariram Shoshaya Shoshaya Swaha. Om Rang Sankocha Shariram Dahadaha Swaha. Om Paramashivasushumna Pathena Bhut Shringatamulla Solasa Jwala Jwala Prajwala Prajwala Soham Hamsaha Swaha. Aam Hum Phat Swaha. Aam Hum Phat Swaha. Aam Hum Phat Swaha. Now we invoke Thakur in our breaths, in our prana. Om Aam Green Krom Yam Ram Namam Sham Sham Sam Hom Ham Sah Shri Ram Krishna Devatayah Prana Yah Prana. Aam Green Krom Yam Ram Namam Sham Sham Sam Hom Ham Sah Shri Ram Krishna Devatayah Bhajiva Yah Stitaha. Aang Green Krom Yamram Lamam Shamsam Sam Hom Hamsa Shri Ram Krishna Devataya Sarvendriyani. Aang Green Krom Yamram Lamam Shamsam Sam Hom Hamsa Shri Ram Krishna Devataya Vang Manishtak Shutpak Shutra Ghana Prana Yagatya Suram Chiram Tishthantu Swaha. Om Asya Matrika Mantrasya Brahmarishi Gayatri Chandaha Devi Matrika Saraswati Devata Halo Bijani Swaraha Shaktaya Avyakta Kilakam Sarva Bhishta Siddhaye Lipinyase Vinayogaha. Om Brahmane Rishaye Namaha. Om Gayatri Chandase Namaha. Om Devi Saraswatye Namaha. Om Halabhyo Bijebhyo Namaha. Om Swaribhyo Shaktibhyo Namaha. Om Avyakta Kilakaya Namaha. Om Aam Vim Aankang Kangkang Gangkang 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 Mushthabhyam Namaha. Eem Cham 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 Eem 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 Tarjinibhyam Namaha. Om Tam 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 Aim Tam 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 Namam Mai Manamikabhyam Hum. Om Pam 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 Mam Mam Kanishthabhyam Vaushat. Om Amyam Ram Lam Lam Sham Lam Shamaha Karitar Bhishthabhyam Astraye Phat. Om Ankhang Khang Khang Gang 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 Hridaye Namaha. Aim Cham 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 Aim Aim Shrise Swaha. Om Tam 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 Shikhaye Vaushat. Aim Tam 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 Namam Mai Kavachaya Hum. Om Pam 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 Mam 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 Netratrayaya Vaushat. Amyam Ram Lam Lam Sham Lam Shamaha Karitar Bhishthabhyam Astraye Phat. Om Aim Sarva Deva Devi Swarupaya Shri Ram Krishna Yanamaha. Now we make an offering of flowers and waters to the sun god. Om Namo Vivasvate Brahman Bhasvate Vishnu Tejase Jagat Savitre Shuchaye Savitre Karmadayine ओम ईश्वर्यः श्री सूर्याय नमः। ओम जवाकुसुम संकाशम काश्यपेयम महाद्युतिम ध्वान्तारिम सर्वपापघ्नं प्रणतोऽस्मि दिवाकरम्। Now we meditate on our gurus and offer prayers to them before we start the Thakur's worship. Om Brahmanandam Param Sukhadam Kevalam Jnanamurtim Dvandvatitam Gaganasadrisham Tattvamasyadilakshyam Ekam Nityam Vimalamachalam Sarvadhi Sakshibhutam Bhavatitam Trigunarahitam Sadgurumtam Namami. ॐ ऐं एते गन्धपुष्पे श्री गुरुवे नमः। ॐ एते गन्धपुष्पे गणेशादि पञ्चदेवताभ्यो नमः। ॐ एते गन्धपुष्पे इन्द्रादि दशदिक्पालेभ्यो नमः। ॐ एते गन्धपुष्पे काल्यादि दशमहाविद्याभ्यो नमः। ॐ एते गन्धपुष्पे मत्स्यादि दशावतारेभ्यो नमः। ॐ एते गन्धपुष्पे सर्वेभ्यो देवेभ्यो नमः। ॐ एते गन्धपुष्पे सर्वाभ्यो देवीभ्यो नमः। ॐ एते गन्धपुष्पे कृष्णपक्षाय नमः। ॐ एते गन्धपुष्पे शुक्लपक्षाय नमः। Now we offer flowers to the seat to which we'll invite Thakur and take seat in our hearts. Om Grim Ete Gandhapushpe Adha Grim Ete Gandhapushpe Pita Devatabhyo Namah. ॐ ह्रीं एते गन्धपुष्पे पीठशक्तिभ्यो नमः। ॐ ऐं सर्वदेवदेवी स्वरूपाय श्रीरामकृष्णाय नमः इत्यस्य मन्त्रस्य ब्रह्मऋषि गायत्री छन्दः सर्वदेवदेवी स्वरूपा श्रीरामकृष्णदेवता ऋष्यादिन्यासे विनयोगः। ॐ ब्रह्मणे ऋषये नमः। ॐ गायत्री छन्दसे नमः। ॐ सर्वदेवदेवी स्वरूपाय श्रीरामकृष्णाय नमः। ऐं अङ्गुष्ठाभ्यां नमः। राम तर्जिनीभ्यां स्वाहा। मम मध्यमाभ्यां वश श्रीमनामिकाभ्यां श्रम कनिष्ठाभ्यां वशट ऐं रामकृष्णः करतलभीष्टाभ्याम् अस्त्राय फट ऐं हृदाय नमः। राम श्रीसे स्वाहा। मम शिखायै वषट क्रीं कवचाय हुं श्रम नेत्रत्रयाय वषट ऐं रामकृष्णः करतलभीष्टाभ्याम् अस्त्राय फट ॐ ऐं सर्वदेवदेवी स्वरूपाय श्रीरामकृष्णाय नमः। ॐ ऐं सर्वदेवदेवी स्वरूपाय श्रीरामकृष्णाय नमः। ॐ ऐं सर्वदेवदेवी स्वरूपाय श्रीरामकृष्णाय नमः। Now we meditate on Sri Sri Thakur, who's seated in her heart lotus and is devoid of all the dualities and is present as the non-dual principle. Om Hridaya Kamala Madhye Rajitam Nirvikalpam Sadasadakhila Bhedatitam Ekaswarupam Prakriti Vikriti Shunyam Nityam Adandamurtim विमलपरमहंसं रामकृष्णं भजामः। निरूपं मतिसूक्ष्मं निष्प्रपञ्चं निरीहं गगन सदृशमीशम सर्वभूतादिवासम त्रिगुणरहित सच्चिद् ब्रह्मरूपं वरेण्यं विमल परमहंसं रामकृष्णं भजामः वितुरितुमवतीर्णं ज्ञान भक्ति प्रशांति प्रणयगलय चित्तं जीव दुःखा सहिष्णुं धृत सहज समाधिं चिन्मयं कोमलांगं विमल परमहंसं रामकृष्णं भजामः। And now we offer a mental worship to him, make the offerings of all the principal elements of the Prakriti in our hearts. Om Hita Padmasanam Dadyat Sahasrarachyutam Ritaihi Padyam Charanayor Dadyat Manastvargyam Nivedayet तेनामृतेनाचमनीयं स्नानीयं तेन च स्मृतम् आकाशतत्त्वं वस्त्रं स्याद्गन्धः स्याद्गन्धतत्त्वकम् चित्तं प्रकल्पयेत् पुष्पं धूपं प्राणान् प्रकल्पयेत् तेजस्तत्त्वं च दीपार्थं नैवेद्यं सुधाम्बुधिः अनाहतध्वनिर्घण्टा वायुतत्त्वं च चामरम् सहस्रारं भवेच्छत्रं शब्दतत्त्वं च गीतकम् नृत्यमिन्द्रिय कर्माणि चाञ्चल्यं मनस्तथा सुमेखला पद्ममालां पुष्पं नानाविधं तथा अमायागीर्भावपुष्पैरर्चयेद् भावगोचरम् अमायामनहङ्कारम् अरागममदं तथा अहिंसा परमं पुष्पं पुष्पमिन्द्रिय निग्रहः दयापुष्पं क्षमापुष्पं ज्ञानपुष्पं च पञ्चमम् इति पञ्चदशैर्भावपुष्पैः सम्पूजयेत् शिवम्। Now once again we meditate on Thakur, whom we have offered an internal worship to make himself present outside our bodies to accept the offerings we make him today. Om Hridaya Kamala Madhye Rajitam Nirvikalpam Sada Sadakhila Bhedatitam Ekaswarupam प्रकृति विकृति शून्यं नित्यमानन्दमूर्तिं विमल परमहंसं रामकृष्णं भजामः। निरूपं मतिसूक्ष्मं निष्प्रपञ्चं निरीहं गगनसदृशमीशं सर्वभूतादिवासं त्रिगुणरहित सच्चिद् ब्रह्मरूपं वरेण्यं विमल परमहंसं रामकृष्णं भजामः। वितुरितुम् अवतीर्णं ज्ञानभक्तिः प्रशान्ति pranayagalaya chittam jiva dukha sahishnum dhrita sahaja samadhim chinmayam komalangam vimala paramahamsam ramakrishnam bhajamaha. ओम ऐं सर्वदेव देवी स्वरूपाय श्री राम कृष्णाय नमः. ओम ऐं सर्वदेव देवी स्वरूपाय श्री राम कृष्णाय नमः. ओम ऐं सर्वदेव देवी स्वरूपाय श्री राम कृष्णाय नमः. श्री राम कृष्ण देवताय ह्यागच्छ ह्यागच्छ ह्यतिष्ठ ह्यतिष्ठ ह्यसन्निधेहि ह्यसन्निधेहि ह्यसन्निरुध्यस्व ह्यसन्निरुध्यस्व ह्यसम्मुखो भव ह्यसम्मुखो भव अत्राधिष्ठादं कुरु मम पूजां गृहाण. ॐ ऐं सर्वदेव देवी स्वरूपाय श्रीरामकृष्णाय नमः. Now that Thakur has come, we first offer water to him to wash his feet. Om Aim Etat Padyam Sarva Deva Devi Swarupa Yashri Rama Krishna Yanamaha. Now to wash his hands. Om Aim Idam Machmaniyam Sarva Deva Devi Swarupa Yashri Rama Krishna Yanamaha. ॐ ऐं ईशो अर्घ्यः सर्वदेव देवी स्वरूपाय श्रीरामकृष्णाय नमः. Now we offer him water and bathe him. सहस्राक्ष सहस्रपात् सभूमिं विश्वतो तिष्ठ दशाङ्गुलम्. ॐ अग्निनीले पुरोहितं यज्ञस्य देवमृत्वजम् ओतारं रत्नधातवम्. ॐ इथेत्वो जेत्वा वायवस्थदेवो वः सविता प्रार्थयतु श्रेष्ठतमाय कर्मणे. ॐ अग्न आया नीरीतये गृणानु अव्यदातये निहोता सचिवर्हसि. ॐ शन्नो देवीरभिष्टये आपो भवन्तु पीतये शम्योरभिस्रवन्तु नः. ॐ रामकृष्णाय विद्महे गदाधराय धीमहि तन्नो देव प्रचोदयात्. Now we offer him Gandha, that is fragrance or sandal paste. Om Ain Esha Gandha Sarva Deva Devi Swarupaya Shri Ramakrishnaya Namaha. Now we offer him a flower. Om Ain Idam Sachandana Pushpam Sarva Deva Devi Swarupaya Shri Ramakrishnaya Namaha. Now we offer him the bilva leaves. Om Aim Idam Sachandana Bilva Patram Sarva Deva Devi Swarupaya Shri Ramakrishnaya Namaha. Now we offer him incense. Om Aim Idam Now we offer him light. Om Aim Esha Deepaha Sarva Deva Devi Swarupaya Shri Ramakrishnaya Namaha. Om Ramakrishnaya Vidmahe Gadadharaya Dhimahi Tanno Deva Prachodayat. deeply feel it. ओमैमिदं सोपकरण नैवेद्यं सर्वदेवदेवी स्वरूपाय श्रीरामकृष्णाय नमः वमेतस्मै सोपकरण नैवेद्याय नमः वमेतस्मै सोपकरण नैवेद्याय नमः वमेतस्मै सोपकरण नैवेद्याय नमः ओमैमिदं सोपकरण नैवेद्यं सर्वदेवदेवी स्वरूपाय श्रीरामकृष्णाय निवेदयामि ओम ब्रह्मार्पणम् ब्रह्माहवे ब्रह्मार्णो ब्रह्मणाहुतम् ब्रह्मैवते स्वाहा ओम व्यानाय स्वाहा ओम उदानाय स्वाहा ओम समानाय स्वाहा नाउ वी मेडिटेट फॉर डू द जपम थिंकिंग दैट ठाकुर हैज एक्सेप्टेड आवर ऑफरिंग्स ओम अमृत पिधानमसि स्वाहा ॐ ऐं पानीयं सर्वदेवदेवी स्वरूपाय श्रीरामकृष्णाय स्वधा ॐ ऐमिदं पुनराचमनीयं सर्वदेवदेवस्वरूपाय श्रीरामकृष्णाय स्वधा Now we make an offering of flower to the Holy Mother. Om Aim Sarva Deva Devi Swarupinne Shri Sarada Devke Namaha. Om Aim Idam Sachandana Pushpam Sarva Deva Devi Swarupinne Shri Sarada Devke Namaha. Now for Swamiji. Om Aim Vivekanandaya Swamine Namaha. Om Aim Idam Sachandana Pushpam Vivekanandaya Swamine Namaha. Now that Thakur has accepted our bhog, it has become prasad, his gift for us. But before we take it, we offer it to the Holy Mother and then to Swamiji and his brothers and the other disciples of Thakur. Om Aim Idam Shri Ram Krishna Divya Prasadam Shri Sarada Devye Nivedayami. Om Amrita Pidhanamasi Swaha. Om Idam Shri Ramakrishna Devya Prasadam Srimad Vivekanandaya Swamine Nivedayami. Om Amrita Pidhanamasi Swaha. Om Aim Idam Sachandana Pushpa Bilva Patranjalihi Sarva Deva Devi Swarupaya Shri Ram Krishnaya Namaha.
Vishwa Bharati.
Yeah.
जय श्री गुरु महाराज जी की जय जय महामाई की जय जय स्वामी जी महाराज जी की जय।
Now we offer the Pushpanjali.
That ceremony, but yeah, I'll just put all of those on here. We'll offer onto that plate. And we can put that in the other flowers also.
Thank you.
sing the second song on the screen, Murta Maheshwara.
Thank you.
Jai Shri Guru Maharaj Ji Ki Jai Jai Maha Mani Ki Jai Jai Swami Ji Maharaj Ji Ki Jai
I'd like to thank you all for coming today and participating in this. This is what makes a puja. It's the participation of all of you that makes this celebration strong and lasting. So thank you for your time and your effort to come. I'd also like to thank all of those who came to serve this morning and help to make this puja possible. I'd like to thank the singers for preparing the wonderful songs. And I'd especially like to thank Aditya for serving. Now, I'd like to... many of you came and gave clothes for the clothing and food drive. I'd like to you to listen to a letter. Vani will read this letter from the people who received the clothes and what they have to say to us.
To all who contributed so generously, on behalf of the North Lake Church of Christ, we want to thank you for your kind gift of clothing and bedding to benefit those within our community who find themselves in need. We are touched by your generosity and kindness towards those who live among us who are less fortunate or find themselves in adverse circumstances. The clothing closet housed in our building is open the first, second, and third Wednesdays of the month and is part of the network's cooperative ministry that serves the needs of those within the North Lake, Emery Hills, Tupper area. Clients are allowed to take 3 outfits per family member per season. Many who come to us are refugees who have recently relocated to this area, some coming from tropical climates in the winter months with little to no warm winter clothing. There is never a charge for the items they receive. All donations that come to us are distributed back into the community. Again, thank you so much for your kind, thoughtful, and generous contributions to this ministry. Blessings to you all in this new year.
And I'd just like to add our thanks. When we took the clothing, we completely filled this new little car, the one with the California plate that you may see out in the parking lot. That was a gift to out here. We completely filled the back of that car. It was stuffed. And they were so happy when we got to the church and the woman from the clothes closet came to get it, because she said there were so many nice things that were so badly needed. So thank you for your generosity. And we'll do this each year, both the food and clothing drive in the last quarter of the year for the less fortunate. And now, let's go inside and take our prasad. Will someone please put out the candlestick? The smoker, put out the candlestick.